The planning board specifically, and it's in the resolution I handed Mr. Abbott, waived the right to require a traffic study. They had the information to consider all traffic aspects of the plan and did not require it.
Save the money on a traffic study. Go up there on a Wednesday night, a Friday night, or a Saturday night and see what's going on. I think it's going to open your eyes and you're going to say, hey, let's step back. Let's think about this. It's a nightmare.
Authorizing the vacation of a portion of right-of-way along Amherst Avenue. Mayor Becker?
Yes.
Commissioner Amadeo?
Yes.
Commissioner Blumberg?
Yes.
But eventually something's going to happen, Mr. Mayor. And my concern is if something happens, then they come back to you, the planning board, or whomever, and sue the living tar out of everybody because these weren't taken into consideration.
In the evening, in the dark, people coming out of Maynard's and Tomatoes and Sophia's. Right. Essentially, what you're doing here, right.
Thank you, Ed.
Is you're creating a choke point,
okay,
that's going to endanger the safety of the people that are in the area. And I was at the planning board meeting that there was no actual technical safety and traffic study done and submitted. There was some testimony given, and the actual traffic and safety study was punted to the state. But my neighbors and I are probably the best experts you could ask on just exactly what is the traffic pattern and what is the congestion at the corner of Amherst and Adams Avenue. I don't know if when they're going to be submitting a safety study, if it will not only include the 300 square feet, but also the impact of having a 149-seat restaurant directly behind that 300 feet.
It could be that the planning board waived their right to a traffic study, and who decided that they had a right to waive it?
Mayor Becker?
Yes.
Commissioner Amadeo?
Yes.
Commissioner Blumberg?
Yes.
I mean, we can't do anything about the 50-foot-tall buildings or the variances at this point. We can't do anything about any of that, but we can look out for the safety of our neighbors and ourselves, and I really sincerely think that by vacating this 300 square feet, that from a safety standpoint, any governing body would be myopic to sign off on it. I think it's irresponsible. And I think if somebody gets hurt there, they could actually be negligent. You know, we're in an area right down there right now that even during the daytime, and remember that the restaurant is supposed to operate for breakfast, lunch, and dinner when there's kids on bikes coming back and forth through Juniors and through Sprinkles, when there are people in Maynard's at lunchtime. Man, it's going to be a real cluster jam down there. And you guys are taking 300 square feet of safety away from the people and pedestrians and neighbors, our kids and our visitors. Please don't do this.
Anyhow, the governing body has authorized me to file an answer. We're being challenged on the ordinance amendment that was made. And we're also going to look into issues, possible settlement, parking issues, which are being raised by this lawsuit, and see if we can't maybe come up with some constructive solutions, possibly they even end the litigation. So I will file the answer, and we will follow up on to make sure everybody's in compliance with their parking requirements pursuant to their zoning rules. Okay.